This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hey, what's going on, Grow Squad? Welcome to another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast, where we have no choice but to every day go, grow, and glow, because that's a part of our life. That's the fabric of who we are. We are excited about going boldly, growing broadly, and glowing brightly so the world can feel who we are and we can give the world what it needs from us in order to move forward and get going. Don't forget also, as we move forward together, I encourage you to like, subscribe, and share. If this podcast has done something for you, for your life, if you think your mama and them, your cousin, Ray Ray, Pookie, whoever needs to hear a message of hope, resilience from this podcast, please let them know that we are live and live in color every single week and look forward to sharing more nuggets of wisdom and hope with you as well. Don't forget the book that I've been promoting, I've been sharing, is High Performance Habits by Brendon Burchard. Lets you know how you can dig really deep and develop systems and routines that will help you move forward. So give it a shout. It's on Amazon, anywhere you buy books. I'm not getting paid. It's not an ad, a promotional ad for this book, but this book has been a benefit to me. And so, listen, anytime something is a benefit to me, I want to share it with you. I hope you do the same. People that oftentimes find themselves finding a deal, don't keep it to yourself. If you find some information out, don't keep it to yourself. If it's going to be of benefit to somebody else, just share. In fact, as my 3.5-year-old son always says, Daddy, sharing is caring. So sharing is caring. So don't forget to like, share, and subscribe as well. Let's go ahead and pray and move forward. God, we are grateful that you've given us the gift of life. We're grateful for all the things that have come our way that have been great. And we thank you for all the things that have come our way that have been challenging. They've caused us to really dig deep and develop some new skills and strength and stamina. Thank you that you've given us the tools to navigate whatever comes our way. So I pray for my friend who is dealing with a life challenge, whether it be mental, physical, whether it be with their employment, their family. Give them what they need to know that, first of all, you're with them, but they can also get through whatever they are faced with. Thank you again for our time together. In your name, amen. Today, we want to talk a little bit about getting a handle on our emotions. Yeah. And it's important that we get a handle on our emotions if we want to move forward, because sometimes, I don't want to say our emotions are not real, but sometimes our emotions create things for us that oftentimes cause us to get stagnant and stale in life. And sometimes emotions cause us to make some poor choices. One of the things that I get a chance to do is I get a chance every single month to talk to young people, mostly in school settings. And I've gone across this country, whether it be in New York, whether it be Florida, whether it be Oregon, Chicago, wherever it is, Mississippi, I've been all over the place. And one of the things that I have been able to do, in fact, it's interesting, when I go and share, maybe at a school assembly, I'm always privileged. I always ask the principal, can I meet with some of the young people that you have that are having the most challenges? Can I meet with the young people that you have in your school that may be having the most difficult time adjusting, harnessing their behavior, and getting their emotions in check? And oftentimes, kids, whether they be fighting, whether they're caught stealing, whether they're caught doing something that they should not be doing, 9 times out of 10, I almost would say 10 out of 10, but 9 out of 10, these young people, they have not. And again, I realize many of them are still developing. So it's difficult to have emotional mastery as you're still developing and discovering your emotions. But many of them have allowed their emotions to get the best of them. How many of you have seen people in life who have maybe done something that has caused them to go to jail or to get in trouble or lose their job or lose their family because they allow their emotions to make their decisions for them? They allowed a moment of passion, a moment of heat, a moment of anger, a moment when they were just out of control to take them down a path that made them miss out or caused them to miss out on freedom. I remember growing up, one of my neighbors' grandson. I'm not sure the whole story because I was young, but I do know that in a moment of passion, he took a guy's life. I know that much. I wasn't with him or with them whenever whatever happened, but I know that all of a sudden the next day and the next day after, he was no longer there. He allowed his emotions to get the best of him, which caused him then to get a life sentence in the penitentiary because of one moment, one act. How are you with your emotions? Man, I don't want to just talk about him. I want to talk about me as well. I want you to reflect on you as well. How many of us, let's be real, keep it 100, keep it a buck, have made some poor decisions based on an emotion? Remember one time I was in a high school basketball game. I was actually in the game. Now, don't think too deep. Yeah, your boy was not a great basketball player, but I would hustle, right? I get rebounds and play pretty decent defense. That was really my role. My role wasn't to shoot. My role wasn't to box, back nobody down. I mean, I'm only 5'10 and 3/4. So don't forget that. But one of the things I remember one time, this guy, I'm playing basketball in Arkansas. There were not many people that looked like me on the basketball court or in the city, period. And the guy called me out of my name. There's a guy who called me out of my name, called me something that I will not repeat. But in that moment, I didn't want to hear what I heard, so I asked him to repeat it. It's almost like I do my son right now. He doesn't know any better. Know that he's. I say, "What did you just say?" And he'll say it again. I have to sometimes chuckle. I'm like, "Oh, that meant don't say it. You said something bad. Don't say it again." But I asked the guy to say it back to me, and he said it back to me, and I went off and I put my hands on him. Now, looking back, you should never put your hands on anybody, right? There are different ways to handle different things. Now, well, let me not get into that because I do know that there are some instances where things will, help is far away. And so you've got to take some immediate action. I get those moments. But in that instance, he had not touched me, right? He hadn't put his hands on me, so there was really no reason for me to put my hands on him, but I did so, and you guessed it right. I got suspended. Now, that's just a little lightweight example of things, but think about life. And sometimes people are unable to reach their full potential in life because they don't have control of their emotions. Sometimes people are unable. Have you ever seen a hothead on a football field or somebody who can't get their temper in check and they missed out on scholarships or missed out on whatever? I saw some kids I was speaking to a little while ago in outside of Boston, Massachusetts, and they got online with this TikTok trend and they were saying something, some things that were racist, and they were reposting and re-TikToking or however you go. You know, I'm too old. I don't know what it's called, but they were spreading that ill message with people, and they lost college scholarships because in their moment, their emotion said, "Oh, this is funny. It's harmless. Let's share it again. It's hilarious. They're making fun of somebody. Let's repost this." Messed up their college scholarships because of their inability to check their emotions. So there are some things in life that happen or that don't happen for us when we don't have emotional regulation. And there are reasons why some people are unable to master their emotions. And sometimes it's because of their desire for instant gratification. That's one reason why studies are showing that people are sometimes in a position where they don't know how to master their emotions is simply because they desire instant gratification. So they prioritize short-term emotional satisfaction over long-term benefits. And so they make a moment, they allow this short-term enjoyment to impact the rest of their lives. Another reason why people sometimes find themselves allowing their emotions to make decisions for them is because they are stressed and overwhelmed. And that overwhelm doesn't allow them to process properly. Did you know stress and overwhelm bring up emotions sometimes in people that make you irrational? Have you ever been so stressed out that people say, "Man, you acting out of character. You acting real funny." Yeah, you're stressed. That emotion caused stress. Or stress is bringing out an emotion in you in response to it, and you're overwhelmed, and you may say something or be short-tempered. And I get it. Life, man, life is difficult for so many people. I get it. Life may be difficult for you. I get it. Life is not easy for me every day. I understand. Sometimes people also lack the time or the information to process what is happening to them, and they allow their emotions to respond before. It's almost like I get a kick out of some of these news outlets because it seems to me that the goal is no longer to be accurate. The goal is to be first. If you look at a lot of these news outlets, whether they be verified or otherwise, all over social media, all over the internet, as soon as they hear something, and instead of, in fact, Deion Sanders, man, shout out to Coach Prime, Colorado Buffaloes. They're not doing as well as we would hope, right? But Coach Prime is doing his thing. And one of the things that he has a challenge with, and you can feel whatever way you want to feel about it, but he has a challenge with some of the media personnel that he feels just don't like him. And so they'll print stuff based on a soundbite or something that they heard somewhere, or they'll...
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
post something or they'll say print an article about stuff. In fact, the other day, just 2 days ago, there was an article out on Deion Sanders about something. And not only did he say there was no credible sources for that, other journalists were like, "What? Where did they get this from? It's inaccurate. It's wrong." But these days, people are not interested in being factual. It seems as if they're more interested in being first, to get the first click, the first like, the first retweet, the first repost, the first this. And sometimes when we lack proper information about any given topic, especially if our emotions are involved, we'll find ourselves making irrational conclusions about stuff instead of taking the time. In fact, I worked for a little while as a chaplain. That's probably the most difficult job that I ever had because I was a hospice chaplain. So the idea was that everybody that I was to meet, that I was to spend time with, that I was to connect with, they're eventually going to pass away. Now, it's interesting because as soon as we're born, essentially, we're on the track to our final day. But it's something different when a doctor tells you, you got 3 months to live, or you've got 6 months to live. You got 9 months to live. And sometimes I would go in, and of course, based on the information that I had from their chart, I knew what I was talking about. I knew what I was going in to do. I knew what I was going in to say. But there was one lady in particular, man, I remember her like it's yesterday. Her name was Miss Mamie. And I just got the call to go visit her. Didn't get any. I did get the email with her chart and so forth. But I didn't look at anything. I just went to the house and said, she's on death's door. So let me go speak to her, give her not so much last rites, but give her some kind of comfort as she's on her way to her last day. I get to the house and I'm approaching it like, again, like she's going to be down and out. She's going to be destitute. She's going to be on her last leg. And I walk in the house. This lady has more energy than I have. I'm like, she's pumped up. She's like, hey, bless the Lord. Come on in. Come on, baby. You need some pinto beans? I've got some coffee in the back. I mean, she was just full of life. Now, had I gone to her chart, I would have known that Miss Mamie has been on hospice 4 times and she's outlived every projection that the doctors have ever given her. She got 6 months, and again, don't quote me on this, but I guess at some point you kind of, if you live past a certain point, you can't be on hospice anymore, so you got to reapply, or they've got to find somebody else to put you back on hospice. But nonetheless, had I gone to her chart, I would have known. Have I gotten proper information, I would have approached her with a different mindset. But my emotions or my lack of information caused me to go down one path emotionally. I'm thinking I'm going for a somber kind of conversation. She'd be laying in the bed. And this woman has life and energy. In fact, I need to check and see if I can find what has ever happened with Miss Mamie or if things have changed. But that's another topic for another time. But people in life, including you and I, have been guilty of allowing our emotions not so much to get the best of us, but to get the best of us. Yeah. Sometimes we've allowed our emotions to ruin relationships. Oh, I heard you were talking about me. Oh, I heard I'm cutting them off. I mean, how many people have we seen who've wasted or who've cut off relationships and connections because of something that they heard, and then later on they found out, oh no, this person was trying to sabotage your connection. That wasn't true. That wasn't fully accurate. as they say in the hood, they put some sauce on that story. They added some stuff to their story. They had some truth and some lies, which essentially is a lie, right? But how do we come to a place where we can somewhat master our emotions and not let our emotions master us? How do we get to a place where we can begin to respond and assess things? Now, again, we have emotions, but sometimes, and I say it this way because there are oftentimes things will come my way, come across my desk, come across my email, and I have an immediate emotion, but I decided that, hey, before I make a decision, I won't let my emotion dictate how I respond to this. Let me get through how I'm mad. I may be angry. I may be disappointed. I may be happy. Let me not allow any emotion to guide my response. Let me get through my emotion. Let me finish reading the email. Let me finish reading the text message. Let me finish listening to voicemail. Let me finish this part of it. Then I'll make a decision. Because to me, logical reasoning always trumps emotional responses. Logical reasoning always puts you in a better position mentally to make the right choices over emotional responses. So here it is. Here's a strategy that you can implement, if you please, as you seek to, check this out, as you seek to not allow emotions to run or ruin what you have going on. First of all, we got to learn how to recognize our emotions when they come up. No. And I know it sounds super simple, but how many of you have actually sat down in moments, reflected back on a scenario, and you said to yourself, oh, wow, I didn't realize I was that mad. Oh, I didn't realize that, wow, I said that in response. Man, that must have really hit me deep. That must have really cut me deep. And in the moment, you don't recognize your emotions, and you made a decision in the moment before you've had a chance to process what your emotions are doing to you, good, bad, or indifferent. You don't take a moment. You fail to take a moment to recognize and to honor the fact that, hey, my emotions are running rampant right now. Let me take a seat. Let me take a chill pill. Let me take a ride. Let me sleep on this. Let me go in the corner by myself and allow my emotions to do what they're going to do. I'm not telling you to suppress your emotions. Emotions are going to do what they're going to do, but don't let your emotions make decisions for you. Now, let me say here, because I know people, well, you know, I had a gut feeling about this and it worked out. Fine, cool. I'm not saying don't do that. Oh, I felt impressed based on X, Y, and Z, and I did it. Cool, fine. If that's how you, I'm not knocking that. What I'm saying is, we can't allow our emotions to push us to a place where not only are we uncomfortable with the decisions that we've made, but we don't recognize the outcome based on the fact that our decisions were in control. Our emotions were in control, I should say. So emotional mastery is not about being perfect. It's about being present. Mm-hmm. Emotional mastery is not about getting it right every time. Emotional mastery is simply about, in this moment, let me own what is happening to me and honor the fact that my emotions are present. They're doing what they do. And if I don't allow myself time to respond before I allow my emotions to get out of control, I might mess something up. So let me encourage you this way as I recap and contemplate where you are or where you could be. Emotions are real. Emotions are most times raw. Emotions really reveal what's happening in that moment. Don't allow your emotions to ruin careers, relationships, or opportunities by letting them go unchecked. If you had an argument with somebody, your emotions are all over the place, but check yourself before you wreck yourself. Emotions, you have a right to have an emotional response, especially to certain things. I mean, you got a death of a loved one. Hey, I know that's going to take you down some places, but don't make decisions while you're in those places. That makes sense. Hope it does. You may get some difficult news from your job. Maybe they're downsizing. Maybe you're being demoted. Whatever it is, I hope that happens to nobody that's hearing me right now and nobody that's connected to you. I hope that happens to nobody. But if that does come your way, as it has come my way, last one hired, first one fired. No hard feelings. Hamilton, peace. Gotta let you go. In the moment, I'm mad. I'm upset. I want to take your job. You got the nerve to let me go? Okay. I'm mad for a moment. What's my next move now? So share this message out with somebody you know could benefit from hearing a word of advice on our emotions. You maybe got some friends, some colleagues, some coworkers who needs to hear this message. I thank you in advance for sharing it out. Thank you for liking it. I thank you so much also for not allowing your emotions to ruin anything you've got going on, but allow them to do what they do. Then from there, move forward, making informed decisions and doing only those things that will be a benefit to your life. Listen up. I hope that you all were blessed by today's episode. I hope full well that something I said in this episode will push you to a place where you're going, you're growing, and you're glowing every single day. Don't forget to check out the link in the description below, the show notes, about my new ebook that is out right now. Don't forget to check it out. I hope that you download it. I hope that it's a benefit to your life as well. And I hope you share that out. All right. Thank you again for tuning in. See you next time. Go be great. Peace.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.